mind, one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Inspirational Call. It is Jess, and I am here with Tina, and we are going to just have an amazing conversation tonight. I am so excited for it. Tina, what do you think?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, I love when we do our Sunday night calls, when we get to really just share with our audience. It's such a great experience.
Absolutely. You know, tonight we're going to be talking about a lesson that I think we've both learned over the last year or two, you know, really in the course of changing our lives and in our own personal development. It's just been so crucial, and especially for me, and I can speak for myself, that learning this lesson has brought me so much peace. And Akina can attest to the fact that when I first met her, that I was a person with a constant anxiety, that I was always stressed out, I was always worried about something, and that I was so concerned about the future that I couldn't live in the moment. I couldn't appreciate what I had because I was afraid of losing it, and I couldn't appreciate the value that I had in my life because I was concerned what my life could be like if I lost that value. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to live in the moment, and what kind of peace that you get when you're fully present and you're fully experiencing life firsthand. Nikina, I mean, I just know that it's just been such an amazing journey for us to get here. And, you know, can you, and I'm just going to kind of ask you because, you know, it's just really amazing to me and just how I feel differently. But, and just being completely open, you know, what was your experience of me in my, you know, being stressed and worried all the time? What was that like compared to what it's like now?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, to be a little bit more open and honest, right? Because I didn't ask Akina this before. She'll tell you, I didn't ask her this before we got on the call. So I'm just being raw tonight with everyone because this is such an important lesson. I want you to learn it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, you had so many ideas and so many good intentions, but, you know, you didn't know where they were coming from or, you know, you didn't know what energy it was going to come from, and that made you worried a lot. And, you know, a lot of people are that way. And, you know, it's okay, but, you know, at the end of the day, once you released all of that, you became a lot lighter, a lot more focused, a lot more driven. I noticed your drive is a lot stronger than it was then. You know, we would be, okay, let's do this, this, and this, and then we'll be, you know. But now you are a wonderful and prosperous network marketer. You are doing networking with wonderful people in the industry. You are going to different meetups and networking events. You are, you know, you're called upon for your expertise. All of these things are because you changed that mindset and you learned how to really let all of that energy, negative energy go and just start going for what you wanted to do. And, you know, I definitely applaud you for that, Jessica, because watching you over this year and a half has been a wonderful experience for me as well. You know, we are probably the opposite ends of the spectrum, but at the end of the day, we both feel. And, you know, I used to be nervous about different things. I used to always worry about different things. But seeing your development and seeing how you have just come out of your shell has made my heart lighter as well, you know. And I just want to thank you for letting me be part of your journey because, you know, you were always so welcome and open during the whole process. You know, I always knew what was going on, and I always knew how I could help you if you needed help or if you needed time for yourself. You made that known too. And that is one thing about being aware of yourself and letting all of that go, because you get to know more about you. And I think you know you right now more than you've probably ever known yourself. And I know that that's probably a great feeling, huh, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I'm just getting emotional just even thinking about what this journey has been like and really just listening to you. And I wasn't planning on asking that to Kina. It was just put in my heart. And, you know, what I want to really just reiterate and share to everybody today is that we can actually control our emotions. And oftentimes I hear people say to me, you know, well, I can't control how I feel about something. And when I hear that, it just makes me so sad because I used to believe that too. You know, I used to believe that I had no control over how I felt about any given situation. And it took away all of my power. I mean, when you're coming from the perspective that you're not in control of something, I mean, your power is gone. You're giving away your power. You're just handing it over to whoever or whatever is causing the situation. When the truth is, you know, if we want to really fully be present, if we want to really fully be in control of our lives and really fully embrace our own power and just really just be the amazing, powerful beings we are, it really first comes with understanding the fact that we control what we think and what we feel. I mean, that's really the first thing. That's really the first step. And, you know, in life, you know, we can't control what's going to happen, right? This quote that everyone says, right? I don't know who said it first, but, you know, we can't control what's going to happen in our lives. We can only control how we react to it or how we feel about it. Well, the truth is our emotions are things that we create. They're things that we fabricate. And most of them are not actually real. You know, in particular, I want to talk a little bit tonight about fear, about anxiety, because these are things that plagued me and really just paralyzed me. They had me stuck in my life for so long. You know, for many, many years, I had a lot of anxiety, and I was crippled by anxiety. There were times when I would walk around, and I would have a weight on my chest, and there would be nothing wrong in my life. Nothing wrong. You know, I had a great relationship. I had a great job. I had a roof over my head. I had money in my bank account. I was cash positive. And yet I would worry, well, what would happen if I lost my job? What would happen if this? What would happen if that? And I was so caught up about what could go wrong that I wasn't able to experience what was going right. And I'll say that again, and you can Facebook it or quote it or tweet it or whatever you're on, but it's like we get so caught up in what's wrong or could go wrong that we don't really understand, we don't fully get to embrace what is going right in our lives. And that was me, and that's who I was. And it was painful, and it was really, really hard. And it wasn't until I got in really touch with the fact that I was creating fear. I was creating all these different emotions around my life, around what could happen. And the bottom line is that none of it was real. None of it was real. It was just something that I was creating. It was a figment of my imagination. See, the thing is that fear and anxiety, they are not real because they don't exist in the present. They don't exist in a moment in time. You know, right now, if you're living in the present, it's not possible for fear to exist. It's like lightness and darkness. They can't exist together. Fear and being in the present moment, it actually can't exist together. And the reason being is because fear, it doesn't exist in time, right? It's based upon either something that may happen or may not happen in the future, but it's based upon our perception of what could happen. And then the fact that if that thing does happen, you know, that it would be bad, that it would be wrong. But all that is based upon our perception and based upon something that we created. So we create all these emotions and we create all these fears and all these anxieties, and they take us out of living in the moment. They take us out of fully being aware of who we are. And Akina, like, I love how you said, and I know I wasn't even planning on going this direction, that you felt like I knew myself better. Thing, guys, when you realize that you create your emotions, that it's not some biochemical response that you have absolutely no control of, I can't even tell you. I mean, it is just so amazing that the power you have to really manifest and create anything in your life is just so strong. And oftentimes, it's the things that are outside of us the things that are real, that are tangible, that seem the easiest to conquer. You know, but it's the part of us that is inside, the part of us that, you know, is controlling our thoughts, controlling our emotions. That's the hard part. But when we control that, that's when we fully access our power. And like you said, Akina, it really has to do with knowing yourself, and it really has to do with getting to be aware of who you are, how you respond to situations, and what you really do to create different things and different you know, emotions. So for me, I have just released and surrender. I mean, it's so much easier to just surrender your feelings than to worry all the time. And for me, really what happened was I got in touch with myself of who I was and the idea that I am divine. I am a divinely created being. You know, I was made by a loving God. I was made by, you know, in his image. And really, it is my divine and inherent birthright to truly be, do, and have anything that I want. You know, that I can proclaim anything with faith, you know, the size of a mustard seed, that anything I can have that I want. In Matthew 17:20, it says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Well, as long as I was allowing myself to be defined by emotions and my perceptions of what may or may not happen, I was caught. I was in anxiety. I wasn't free. But when I realized that who I am is not really my emotions, who I am is a divine being who has the power to create anything through the power of God, well, then I realized that I don't need to have all those emotions, and I actually get to create something different. And now I trust in faith in myself. I trust in faith in God that, you know, I get to control the outcome. And because I get to control the outcome, I'm aware of what it's going to be, and I don't need to be afraid of it anymore. Right? Because if we can control it, then we're not afraid of it. And when, Akina, you say, okay, well, now you're doing all these things, you're manifesting all these things, you're really accessing your power, and I can see that you're doing better in all areas of your life than I am. I mean, just I'm doing things before that I only dreamed of. You know, it's because I got in touch with who I am and my person and my divinity. But that really comes from being present and being focused in this moment. You know, as long as you're living in the past, and you're defining yourself by what you've done, what other people have done to you, or you're defining yourself by what could happen in the future, or what you even want to happen in the future, as long as that's how you see yourself and that's where you're living, you're not fully present. You can't have that power. That power comes from being present in the moment and in touch with who you truly are. What do you think of that, Akina?
Oh, Jessica, that was a very, very powerful synopsis. You know, a lot of times people just think that they are who, what they do or what their past is. And, I mean, your past is part of your development. You know, when I think of the past, I don't think about the things that I've done. I think about the situations that I've been in that helped me polish me from turning me from that piece of coal into the diamond that I need to become. And that is the way that I think of my past. It's a definite difference from all the pain and the hurt. I think of it as all of the life lessons that is going to change me from a piece of coal to the diamond that I'm supposed to be. And everybody has to go through those situations. And thinking about it that way is allowing yourself to acknowledge that the thing happened, but does not let you relish in the thing that happened. You know, if we sit up there and relish in all the negativity, then we become that energy. But if we acknowledge the negativity and then put it where it needs to go, which is let go, then we do not relish. It does not become part of our energy. And, I mean, I am definitely, definitely a person who lived in that. I was a planner. I need to know what was going on. I'm still a planner. Okay, I'll go ahead and say that. But I need to know what was going on, and I'm kind of thrown aback when I don't. But ever since this lovely year and a half that I've been knowing Jessica, I have released a lot of that piece, and I've because she's more free to be now. So, you know, I never know what I'm going to get, and that's good for a person like me because I'm like, okay, new challenge. Ah, what are we going to do now? You know? And and Jessica has definitely helped me go with the flow. You know, she drags me
very
along kicking and screaming sometimes. Yes.
I am very spontaneous.
Sometimes drag me on. You can be. And I love, and you know, and that is what I needed as well. But, you know, living in the moment for someone who was an introvert, who does like to know what's going on, is also a challenge because, you know, introverts usually like to hold on to what they have because that's safe. But we have to realize that all that we're doing is holding on to stuff that we know. We're not opening up our hands. We're not opening up our hearts to get things that are there for us for the taking because our hands are always closed. Because we're safe in our zone. We got to step out of that zone. You got to step out of that zone and go for what you know. And go, you know, release what you know. And go for what you don't know. And that's one of the things I've learned from Jessica because she's constantly going for the unknown. Constantly, constantly, constantly. And, you know, I have learned to appreciate that. I've learned to appreciate that because living in the moment to be so powerful when you just release your comfort zone and let it flow because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what lives you're going to touch. You never know what you're going to encounter. And maybe one time or two it may be bad, but for the most part, it's always a learning experience. And we should go for the learning experience and not just be hold back because it could be bad. We don't know if it's going to be bad or not. That's just what we naturally assume because of all the worry and the fear. But we have to go past that and go for what we don't know, what we could accomplish, the joy, the abundance, the relationships. Those are the things that we need to start looking forward to when we're thinking about a new challenge. We do not need to approach every challenge with fear. And I'm learning that right now as well, you know. That is my natural way of being, to go into it and think of it as negative and think of it in fear. That's just my natural nature. But learning how to change my mindset and look at every situation for the positivity in it, for the adventure in it, for the knowledge in it, for the growth. And see, that's what we need to start doing in living in the moment.
You know, I just want to share with you, Akina, is that, you know, I love everything you're saying and that how your instinct right now where you are is to approach things with fear. And I know I was there, too, and I know so many people are there for listening in. And here's what I honestly want to tell you and want to tell all our listeners. That's not your natural. That's not who you are naturally. Who you are naturally is divine. Who you are is this amazing divine being that has all of the power of God through sonship with them. But that is what you've learned. It's what you've learned to protect yourself based upon your experiences. And it has served you to get you where you are right now. But the thing is that if you are on this call right now, you don't want to be where you are. You want to be somewhere much, much better. You know, and maybe everything is great with your life, but there's something else. There's another degree of abundance, another level that you want to reach. And here's the thing, is that congratulations. You've survived. You've made it. And you've developed this part of yourself that has kept you safe and that's kept you where you are now, that's gotten you here. But if you want to go further, you have to surrender it. You have to let it go. And you have to know that it's not that it's your instinct to approach things with fear. That's your survival mechanism. And that if you just want to survive in this world, then continue to approach life that way because it will keep you surviving. But if you want to thrive, if you really want to truly have an absolutely extraordinary, amazing, fulfilling life, then you have to let it go. You have to surrender. See, the thing is, I have to believe that I have to believe that all things are possible. You know, I'm a person who from when I was born, you know, and I think of it as a gift. You know, oftentimes, you know, you sit on the call, well, sometimes we think of things are bad, and I don't really think of anything as bad. I think that everything is a gift, and everything we have the potential to learn from, and even if it may not seem great in the moment and something may not be pleasant or fun in the moment, it is just teaching us something. We can learn something from it, and we can truly just anything that happens to us, we can use it to become more powerful. You know, but I was someone who, when I was born, you know, I learned from the beginning what it was like to really need to live in the moment. You know, I was born with a genetic progressive neurological disorder. And the truth is that what I have right now is this moment. And I just do everything that I can to stay as strong and to stay as healthy as I can. And I just believe in my power. I believe in my God-given power, that greater is He in me than is He in the world, and that I can just proclaim anything over myself and over my life, and that I can make it be true, right? But it is not lost on me that what I do today, I may not be able to do in 10 years from now, in 5 years from now, and even 5 days from now. You know, I run ultra marathons. I ran 42 and a half miles this weekend. And when I woke up the next day, I woke up and I was paralyzed on my right side for several minutes. I had a hard time. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't turn my alarm off. So I know that what I have is in this moment. And I have to believe that all things are possible, right? I believe that all things are possible. Doctors tell me that my body will fall apart, but I believe all things are possible. So that is a possibility, but it's also a possibility my body won't fall apart, right? And that, you know, people, I don't get caught up on it. People ask me all the time, they say, you know, don't you worry about what your future could be like? And I say all the time, I say anything could happen. You know, anything could happen in this moment. We're having lunch right now, and either one of us can get in our car and not make it home, right? But the truth is that every possibility, everything's possible. When everything's possible, I focus on the possibilities that I want to create. You know, I don't focus on what can go wrong. I focus on what I want to create. And I'm going to say that again. I don't focus on what could go wrong. I focus on what I want to be, to go right. Because the truth is, whatever we focus on eventually will come true. And I believe that. And I believe that if I focus on what could go wrong, then those things would go wrong. I would live into that. And I know if I focus on the symptoms that my body could create, that I'm going to start manifesting them. I'm going to start experiencing them sooner. I'm going to start experiencing them now. And that I also know that if I focus on everything that I want to do and create, that there's a possibility, and I believe this to be true, that I never will have to experience those symptoms. You know, and it's just amazing for me. It's like every day is a gift. You know, I was running my race. I actually just started to cry. I was on mile 35, and I started to cry, and I'm in the woods, and, you know, it was just such an amazing moment, and I was so present. And you know, if anyone saw me, and no one saw me because we were so spread out, there's only at that point a few runners left on the course. We had been, running for 10 hours already. And there's only a couple of runners on the course. And if they would have saw me, they would have just assumed I had hit that runner's wall where I couldn't go anymore. But I was crying because I was so grateful for that moment. And I was so amazed by what I could do. And I was so thankful to God for giving me that moment. And if I, in all I was living was that moment. You know, I wasn't thinking about the fact, well, maybe I won't be able to do this again. Maybe this will be my last race. Maybe this will be my first race. No, I was just thankful for that moment. And the truth is that if we live every day from moment to moment, day to day, minute to minute, we understand and we realize that there's nothing wrong. In this very moment, I am okay. I am safe. You know, everything is well. All is well. You know, all is well in our lives in this moment. And yes, you know what? Eventually, all may not be well, right? But that's in the future. But the truth is that right now, and if you really think about it, you could be sitting here and saying, well, you don't know my situation. You don't know because, you know, I don't have a job, and I don't know how to put groceries on my table next week, and I don't have this, and I don't know that, and you don't know because my health is declining. But the truth is, what I do know is that you look at where you are right now, in this precise moment, all is well. And what I want you to do is just live every moment with that peace. Live every moment knowing that all is well. And to be present in that moment with that peace of mind. Yes, things may go wrong, but things may not go wrong. And even if they do, you know, you have this moment. And no one can ever take that from you. No one can take your peace from you. You can only give your peace away to others. No one can take it. So be in peace. Be in peace with yourself. Be in peace with your life. And know, you know, you have this. This is your gift. Every day is a gift. Every moment of our lives is this gift. And don't waste one of them. Don't waste 1 second. Because I've been there and I've done that. And I just have declared on my life that I'm not wasting one more second worrying about what may happen or what may not happen. I'm just going to live my life every moment to the absolute fullest. I'm going to enjoy every moment as much as I possibly can because every second is a gift and I have this gift now. I don't know how many more times I'll have this gift. I don't know, you know, what's going to be in my future. I don't know what's going to be in anyone's future. But what I do know is that right now I have this moment and this moment is an amazing gift and I'm just going to treasure it as much as I possibly can and enjoy it as much as I can.
Wow, Jessica. Whew. This was a great call today about living in the moment, you know, and if you something resonated with you today that Jessica and I shared, please find this podcast on Change Your Minds Online. And also find it on YouTube and Tuned In and, of course, Stitcher. You know, listen and, you know, share it and, you know, with someone that could also resonate with this because we want others to know about how it feels to live in the moment. And if we could help anyone, we want to be able to do so because we do these calls for you.
Absolutely, guys. You know, we always just end our podcast with saying, "Let you know we love you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your journey and for just trusting us and investing your time in us. You know, from the bottom of our hearts, we just want you to fully experience life as best as you possibly can. We just want you to have the most abundant, rich, and fulfilling life that you can. So, thank you, guys, so much. We love you. God bless you. Make it a really powerful week." And we'll be with you on Thursday again for our Empowering Women series. It's going to be an amazing call this week, so I really look forward to being with you. Have a great night, everyone, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.